It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Make it harder. Make it hard. You keep making it harder. You never make it less hard.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's your phone number, 877-365-3636. We're going to have the Hollywood Hot Sheet here in a second, but before we do that, let's bring in Bo. We're going to lather him up with Preparation H. And Joe Artinger during the break was going to the contract writers for Kid Nation.
Thank you, Joe.
And highlighted some stuff. There's an awful lot of stuff in here that's
just
in there.
Just cut to the chase. How
in
much
their
money?
Contract. It doesn't say anything about money.
Oh.
There was something about...
that was a
just
weird
there are things
show.
That they put in their contract. Like, for example... I agree that should the minor be killed, injured, or harmed while in or around any accommodation, this participant agreement shall release the producers
from any harm,
from any claim whatsoever in connection therewith.
Well, rightly so.
I understand the program may take place in inherently dangerous travel areas that may expose the minor and other participants to a variety of unmarked and uncontrolled hazards and conditions that may cause the minor serious bodily injury, illness, or death, including without limitation, blah, blah, blah.
The price of
Joe, you can't give me the whole legalese thing. In short, let me tell you what all this says. They're indemnified.
The
producers of the show,
yes.
You know, anything happens to the kid whatsoever.
Yeah.
You know,
our hands are clean.
Not our problem.
Did Joe highlight the kid touching clause for you?
Let me see. Where's that one? Hold on.
Did you guys watch that show?
That's
Kid
one
Nation?
About the strangers.
Only
right?
A little bit of it. Yeah.
Wasn't it weird?
By participating
in the whole town of nothing but kids.
Listen to this.
By participating in the program, the minor will, over a period of time, be interacting with people who are likely to be presently strangers to the minor. I acknowledge that I must assume the risk on behalf of the minor and myself of any encounter or interactions by the minor with such persons. Although the producers will conduct certain checks into the character, background, or mental or physical health of the other participants, I understand that this participant agreement that I have executed today includes without limitation to a release of any claim that the minor might assert. Oh, yes.
That's the parents.
Who read
blah,
that?
Blah,
those
blah,
parents
blah.
Didn't read that crap. They just signed it.
No, kid wanted the kid to be a star.
Okay, you want Bo, right?
Yeah, let's bring Bo in here.
You know
here
what
right
I'm going
to
have to do, though?
What?
I think I'm going to have to call for him.
All right. Hey, Bo, if you're listening, we need you down in the studio.
Here, Bo.
And do we have the camera standing by? Now, earlier in the show, if you just tuned in, Buzz was talking about the fact that Preparation H is being used by people that want to appear more muscular.
Who want to look more buff. They put it on their chest and their biceps.
We're going to do that experiment right now. And, Peter, if you're in the hallway or something, Joe, can we find Bo, grab him? We're trying to do it by phone, but we're having a little trouble doing so. We have the Preparation H over on the counter. We're going to bring Bo in here, and we're going to get it taken care of.
They're lost without me back there.
Did we get the cream of the ointment? Not that it matters,
right here.
I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Chuck it over here. Throw it over to me.
Here
we go.
Oh, we lost an eye.
All right.
Let me see. Preparation H ointment.
Ointment. That's the greasy stuff. That's the Vaseline-like.
Is that what we're supposed to use?
So his chest. I don't think it matters. It's Preparation H. I would probably personally, if I was going to do this, use the cream so it would disappear.
Now, Bethann, this is going to be the first audible for you, okay? We're going to probably need a little background music for this.
Okay.
As we, if you can find some music to apply ointment with. All right. Hi, Bo. Step up to the microphone.
Hi there, Mike.
Bo, you know, let me just say something about your attitude, okay? You
What's
said
that?
You would fall on your sword for this show, and I tell you, that means the world to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
And I appreciate the fact that you're going to be sacrificing yourself right now. I'm opening up the Preparation H as we speak. Now, first of all, we're going to need a photograph. This is so gay. We're going to need a photograph of young Bo in the shirtless right now. So
just another day for us.
I'm the one that has to say it, Bo. Please.
Take off your shirt.
Remove your
Sadly,
shirt.
Sadly, not the only topless pic of me on the internet already.
Oh, really? Okay. Very good. Well,
slowly.
That's right.
Slowly.
No, not necessary.
Sorry.
Just take the shirt off.
Bo got his haircut.
Oh, the shirt is off.
All right. Now, Bo is.
He's cute.
Bo would have what fine. I describe as the WJFK body.
A little soft, but not
it's
bad.
The Matt Goldstein body. It's the drab body.
Not
it's,
bad.
It's really it's the body he has.
Look how red his face is.
Well, he's also got. Hey, look at that chest hair, Bethann.
It's not bad.
Is that
I'm
getting you excited?
No, but
hey, Bo, can I ask you a question really loud, please, on the
yes.
microphone? What do you think of Ms. McBride's new bounty that she's showing for
I've
everybody
today?
I've
had them the whole time I've been here.
Wow.
Well, hey. All right,
well
Bo.
Said.
Peter, we're going to need to get a picture of Bo. Now, make sure that we're going to have the exact same picture taken after he has the Preparation H on his body for a while.
Okay.
Do you tan, Bo?
No, I'm just kind of naturally.
Were you out of doors this weekend, Bo?
A little bit. I got a hammock out back. Oh. Kind of enjoy that.
Very nice. He was swinging on the hammock.
Very nice, Bo. All right, now let's get a picture. Do you want him up against the wall? Go over and stand up against
up
that
against
wall.
The
Does
wall.
She ever?
And as a matter of fact, for perspective, why don't you stand next to Beth Ann McBride, and she'll be sort of, being Carol Merrill and, raising her hands up, modeling you.
Be a product model. There you
All
go.
Right. That's very, it. Very good. Uh-huh. All right.
Very nice.
And now you got to get the arms down. Arms down. There, and then now flex a little bit.
The before picture.
That's it. That's it.
Good.
Okay.
Very good.
Very good. That's the. How did the before picture come out, Peter?
Oh, should be good. Should be darned handsome.
I don't think he's in bad shape.
All right. Let me see.
No, not really. Not
no,
at
no,
all.
No, not at all.
All right. Very good. We need a tighter shot. A tighter shot of Bo.
Try to get closer.
Just little, get
little
him,
closer
for
so
God's
we can
sakes.
See. All right. Just get him. All right. Just zoom in on him.
Oh, Phil, mine wasn't good, was it?
No. It's just we need a tight shot so we get to the comparison.
Fill the screen with Bowie goodness.
All right.
He looks like Incredibles, you know? He does.
Oh, stop.
What do you mean Incredible? What are you talking about?
The
are you getting all
cartoon?
Excited? We need his head.
She's a little worked up.
Please put his head in there. Too many people say they don't want their head taken, so we want the head, too.
Yeah, it's standard practice. We tend to
Third time's the charm, Peter.
Faces
Here
out.
We go, buddy.
How about the music?
This will be great. Yes, Superman music. Very
it's
exciting.
Star Wars. We're
Star
going
Wars?
Yeah.
Right. Whatever.
It was available.
He's not that hairy.
Thank you. Let's see that.
Chewbacca.
That is the first picture. Take that in there. Put that on the website as soon as possible.
God. Do you know how to do that, guys?
Don't worry about it, Beth Ann. Don't be a type A. We'll get it done during the break.
I'll have so much work to do
when I
go home.
I hold in my hand Preparation H ointment. Prevents further irritation.
Are you going to slather it on him?
I'm not putting it on him, for God's sake. He's going to put it on himself.
Thank God.
I'm 5%, for God's sake. I wouldn't do that. I don't want to mess up my fingers.
It's very
now,
greasy.
If it was simply baby oil.
You do it.
Then we'd have a different story. prevents further irritation. Prompt.
What about baby Tylenol?
Soothing relief. Baby Tylenol. Soothing relief from painful burning, itching, and discomfort. Mm-hmm. Shrinks swollen hemorrhoidal tissue.
Don't
right.
read the whole box.
Protects irritated tissue and relieves internal and external discomfort. It's got the little pricky thing that you put in there so to open up the tube.
Yeah,
I just want to see what it smells
puncture
like.
Puncture it. Medicine-y. Very medicine-y. Doesn't it?
Yeah, it's got its own unique smell. It's not bad.
He's sniffing it.
Try it on toast.
That's very, very nice. I can see why
it's
the models would put this under their eyes.
Sure.
And before you do this, hold on a second.
Yeah, pageant girls put it, use
I'm
it.
I'm just going to put a little under my eyes.
Well, you don't have bags under your eyes.
Thank you, Buzz. That's because of my youthful good looks. That's exactly what it is. But I've always thought my eyes are a little anus-y. I've always thought that, so I'm just going to put a little... under here, see if it,
shrinks.
If it actually lubes up and shrinks the tissue.
Shrinks swelling.
What are the side effects? What's the most painful thing that can happen to
bleeding.
Young Bo?
Allergy.
Bleeding, internal bleeding?
Sure.
All right,
tumors.
Bo, here you go. Now, Bo, what I want you to do is put some of these on your biceps, like right on the front of your biceps.
Melt it into your hands really well so that it spreads.
I really picked the wrong guy because I think we should have gotten somebody with a smooth chest, not
Buzz.
Mr. Sasquatch over here. My God, with that incredible
look
nest of
has.
Hair.
He's got to get all gummed
yes.
up.
Oh, look at his
he
boob
jiggles.
Shake when he yes. Look at Beth Ann staring right at your mitts. All right. He's rubbing it into his hands now. Uh-huh. There you go. And my God, you are blushing. Yes,
no,
you are.
I'm looking up good.
All right. Now, now let's put that on the left bicep.
You know, early in your
bicep,
career,
rather.
You too, did you do things like this on someone else's show?
Oh, yes.
Get the
you did.
Oh, no. I was never an intern.
The backside of your mouth, too.
You went right to the top.
No, I worked for far too hard in my early career. It was right into the business, Beth Ann. That's the way it worked. Yeah. There are many paths one can take.
That's right.
Know? And, Bo, what exactly is your title here at WJFK in Washington?
Sales assistant.
Sales assistant. Very good, Bo.
And he assists
right.
us.
Bo's really rubbing it in. Now let's do the right arm. Very good.
Now, Buzz, can he put it like
Don't be skimpy there, Bo. Put a lot on there.
Like where a six-pack would be?
He could put it on his ass.
Probably
going to
lead him a little more, Mike.
Okay. All right. Well, I gave you the whole tube.
Here, I'll do
Don't
it.
Be stingy. Go ahead.
No, are you going to rub it on him?
No.
Look at her. Her mouth is watering right now.
I just want to help, like Spiewak.
Now, the experiment will be we're going to wait 15 minutes, then we're going to take an after picture of Bo, and we're going to ask for your phone calls. You be the judge, and let me know if you think that Bo looks good. If you want to see the before and after pictures of Bo, you go to the Mike O'Mara Show, not the, MikeOMaraShow.com.
That's right.
We'll have the pictures up there.
He looks like a bodybuilder.
Also, once you get to MikeOMaraShow.com, you can register to qualify for $500 a Nintendo Wii game system.
Cool.
Are you going to put it on the pecs now? Let's, it's tough with that hair there, Bo. That incredible.
That's what I'm most worried about.
Yes, the macho hair. It'll shrink your hair. It'll braid your hair. There he goes.
It'll burn the
he
hair
is
off.
Now rubbing his breasts.
That's
how about a little more
do.
Music oh. besides yeah, so, Star Wars?
Something okay. sexy, please.
Something sexy as he rubs it in there. And now we're getting at least, you know, if you're not getting the shrinkage, you are getting the incredible oiled physique of a modern bodybuilder. As
looks like Ben-Hur.
Well, yeah.
Come on.
It's physical again.
Come on. It works.
How's that feel, Bo, going on?
Feels pretty awful, Mike. I'm
really?
Not going to lie.
Go up a little higher, up around the neck. There you go. Oh, don't pull your chest here like that. That's grossing me out.
Trying to untangle it.
That is so nasty.
It's matting.
Is it up to 8% yet?
All right. Now he's got it all around his pecs and very good.
Maybe
all right.
A little on the abdomen, maybe.
Now,
yeah, yes, for the six pack.
Yes, now the thighs, now the glutes.
I'm getting there.
Yes, okay, you old queen. You get the old queen for today.
I get it today.
Very good. Smells like Preparation H in here right now.
Ugh, I think it stinks. You guys like the smell of it?
Not at all.
Now, no, Buzz, your news story said that this actually works, right?
Yeah, according to people who've tried it, it does. It's supposed to reduce the water weight that you have.
My eyes feel fabulous.
You look younger.
I swear to God.
It thins the skin a little bit, so your skin's a little tighter.
I feel like a teenager again. This is very exciting. Bo, can I say one thing that's a little disturbing?
Yeah.
You're enjoying this way too much. He is lathering himself
he's
up right now.
He's doing it for you.
Okay, yes, he's doing it for me, but you know, I just determined maybe he's doing it for himself a little bit too.
Nice even coverage.
All right, Bo, that's enough for now. Step into the other room. We're going to wait 10 minutes, and then we will take a photo of you.
Oh,
and
he's going to make the door handle.
You
want to
get the door. You can wipe your hands off down in the bathroom, and make sure you stop by and see Colette on your way down the hallway.
Call Colette? Yeah. You want to call her?
She won't laugh as much as when she sees my
belly. No, of course not. Of course not.
Yeah, very exciting.
But we do want to know her reaction, don't you think?
Yeah. All right, let me just see what old Colette thinks of Bo. Mm-hmm. See if we get this up on the air.
You mean young Colette.
Young. Vital.
That's right.
Incredible Colette.
It's ringing.
Very good.
EJFK.
Colette, did you see Bo go by yet?
No.
All right, Bo's going to be going by you momentarily.
We think.
Bo, go by.
worth it. Worth the wait.
How's he look? You know what that grease is that's all over him?
Yes.
It's Preparation H, Colette.
And what is it supposed to do? It's
supposed to tighten his muscles up.
Oh, your muscles are tightening. Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Looking good.
All right. Well, we'll see in 15 minutes.
Okay.
He'll be about half his size in about 15 minutes, okay?
Okay. All right.
Bye, Colette. Bye. There she goes. All right. We'll see what happens, and we'll check back. And, of course, those pictures will be up on the internet on the MichaelMarriageShow.com.
I hope so.
So, without further ado, God, that's loud.
What?
What?
Is that me?
Sorry, what?
Yeah, that would be you. There it goes. Time for the Hollywood Hot Sheet. Here's Buzz Burbank.
Will Jay Leno be the guy who replaces Larry King?
Well, this is Jay Leno. I always use Preparation H. When, you know, Kev, what I like to do is rub a little bit on my biceps and my pectoral muscles.
And what happens?
And they shrink and they appear to be more well-defined. Thank you. Oh, look what I found.
What?
Hey, the applicator.
Who wants to have a little fun later on, huh?
That must be for the internal.
I'll
look at this.
Oh, God.
Wow, this is the applicator. This is for internal use.
Yes. Yes, it
Why
is.
Why did you smell it?
Yeah, we're going to have a little bit of fun. All
Bo.
Right. Yes, sirree.
Bo said he'd do anything.
When are we going to get the Buzz Babes on the show?
Soon, I hope.
I don't know why that came into my brain.
I'm ready.
All right, thank you, Buzz.
The Chicago Sun-Times speculates that CNN might be interested in having Jay Leno host a late-night talk show on CNN.
You know, in the words of famous comedian Kevin Meaney, mm-hmm. I don't care, I don't care, I don't care.
Well, I like Ryan Seacrest doing a late.
Oh, yeah, because he doesn't have enough work, Beth Ann.
I know, but I do like him doing it.
And when I think of news and I think of serious interviews, I think of Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, he's Mr. Puff Piece himself.
Of course, Katie Couric is your other alternative. Those are the two names besides Ryan Seacrest and Jay Leno that are being considered.
G-D-A-F-ing right, jealous. Absolutely. That little pimp, that little midget, that munchkin that's out there getting all that work, stealing work. You know, forced Dick Clark into that stroke. It's just my theory.
Child labor laws would have prevented that.
Yeah, absolutely. They wouldn't have allowed him to work as hard.
NBC, of course, would like to hang on to Jay, and ABC and Fox are bidding for him as well, so he's not going to have any trouble getting
out. So what you're saying, Dan Buzz, is there's not a chance that I'm going to be going out to pasture?
No, not at all, Jay. You're going to be working somewhere, if nothing else, at CNN.
Well, you know, I'm a workaholic.
I really enjoy
doing as much television as I possibly can, and then in my spare time, I enjoy working on my cars.
I know.
My wonderful, incredible warehouse collection of state-of-the-art, wonderful vintage automobiles.
You're a lucky man, Jay.
I am a lucky man. My name is Jay Leno, and my wife, Mavis, and her mustache. Man, I'm a very big and liberal causes.
And we appreciate it.
Thank you, Buzz.
Kelsey Grammer had a minor heart attack, we hear. A lot of people go to Hawaii to relax, and that's what Kelsey Grammer was actually trying to do. He ended up having a mild heart attack there.
Is he now?
He's fine, I think.
Fine.
He looks like the picture of health, which is weird. Doesn't he?
Kelsey Grammer?
Yeah.
Actually, wrinkle-free.
Yeah,
not
he
stooped
looks
over.
Great.
Yeah, but come on. Talking about the picture of health,
yes,
you could find
like
a few more people that are on TV besides Kelsey Grammer.
Well, he still looks not bad. Like the picture of health. Well, I think he looks
She's
good.
All worked up because of Bo.
She's out of her mind. I tell you, she's bouncing up and down over there. It's amazing.
Weren't you not surprised when you found out that he'd had a heart attack?
No.
Oh.
53 years old, he'd been paddleboarding with his wife, which if you've ever done that, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, paddleboarding, and all of a sudden, that's the only sound we have for a heart attack right
now. Hawaii.
It's terrible.
The people who voiced The Simpsons going to make $400,000 an episode from this point forward.
I'm going to give them a round of applause.
They
might as well put it in the bank because they've been screwed for a number of years.
Fox
has
made $1 billion off that show.
And, of course, if they come across any strangers, the Fox producers are not liable with what happens to them. I'm sorry, that's Kid Nation.
And they needed the break because they were only making $300,000 an episode before this most recent negotiation, which was so serious and lasted so long. Next season of The Simpsons will be cut from 22 episodes to 20.
So prior to that, what would we be talking about? Maybe $80,000 to $100,000 an episode, you know, in the early days? I mean, how long have they been making? Because really, if they're making $50,000 an episode for the amount of shows The Simpsons has done, I mean, they're already
20 years.
Yeah, they got plenty of money.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
Unless, of course,
but it doesn't mean just because they've done it a long time that they don't get a promotion or get more
money.
No,
it's great. It's great, but I'm saying those people have been making money for a very long time.
Them.
And because it's such a prolific show, you know, unless, of course, you know, they went through some sort of marital issues.
Yardley Smith did.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
As a matter of fact.
Yardley did. Well,
yes,
then maybe she didn't get a chance to keep all her money.
Maybe not.
Because occasionally, when you go through, you know, terrible episodes, sometimes that affects your bottom line. You need to turn that. You've got to kind of monitor that one, okay? Sometimes soft, sometimes loud. Thanks so much. Yes.
Now, the original Star Trek cast members didn't make all that much money, but they're all very happy for George Takei, who is going to be among the first of the California celebrities to get married now that that's legal,
Captain,
in that state.
I'm very excited. Yes. Sulu married. I'll tell you all about my wedding night.
I appreciate that. Yes. We look forward to that.
Are you going to be using that applicator with the preparation?
No, tell you what, you keep that for yourself, George.
Thank you so much.
71-year-old George Takei has set a date to marry his man friend. It happened September 14th. That's not even the most exciting thing. The exciting thing is that the rest of the Star Trek cast, most of them anyway, will be there. In fact, Mr. Chekhov, Walter Koenig, will be the best man. Lieutenant Uhura herself, still the very saucy Nichelle Nichols, she's going to be the matron of honor. Leonard Nimoy, a.k.a. Mr. Spock, he and his wife are on the guest list as well.
Leonard Nimoy.
Don't know if they're going or not.
Ooh, yes, we're going to have a Vulcan wedding. Ooh.
There's just one
thing. Won't that be fun, Captain? A Vulcan wedding. Wear your ears, your pointy ears. I can't. I'm reading this writer right now for
the
this,
Live
this
Nation.
Contract. Because this, the reason Joe highlighted this entire thing, you know how in legalese they'll read up into a point, minor and other participants will be exposed to a variety of unmarked and uncontrolled hazards and conditions that may cause the minor serious bodily injury, illness, or death, including without limitation.
Yes.
And then they list them all. Are you ready for this?
Read us the list.
General exposure to extremes of heat and cold.
Heat and cold.
Crime.
Water
hazards.
Yeah.
Floods.
Oh, my.
Drowning.
It happens.
Treacherous terrain.
That sounds scary.
Collisions with objects.
Oh, Lord.
Including those submerged below water surfaces.
Yeah. After
injuries arising from equipment failure.
Oh, it doesn't work.
Or defect. falls from heights, objects, and equipment, falling rocks and objects.
They were like in, where were they?
Crevices. Cliffs.
Cliffs.
And rock avalanches.
Wow.
Encounters with wild or domesticated animals.
Of course.
Cougars. Here's a good one. Acts of God. Mm-hmm. And they give an example. Earthquakes.
Right.
Food poisoning.
Lightning strike.
Encounters with dangerous flora and fauna.
Yes.
Aliens.
Collisions with other participants.
Bang.
Spectators and others. Loss of orientation. That means getting lost.
Dizzy.
In primitive areas, exhaustion, dehydration, fatigue, overexertion, and sun or heat stroke, hypothermia, and risk arising from evacuation and rescue activities in remote or less developed areas.
And parents are readily signing this.
My God.
Where can we go?
Enjoy the time, kids. Have fun. Yes, Kid Nation on CBS.
But the sad note about this happy occasion at George Takei's wedding is that William Shatner is apparently not invited to the wedding.
Now, Shatner is difficult cast member. He's had some run-ins with members of the crew.
He wasn't very popular back in the day with the rest of the gang, and he didn't...
Because he was the star?
He said he wasn't really aware of that.
Denny Crane.
Mm-hmm. Now he's
Denny Crane. I've heard a lot of these people interviewed, and I think you're absolutely right, because he was the star.
And he was.
There's a little bitterness on the on the set there. And I think Sulu didn't like him at all. I think he was a pompous ass. Yes, I wanted him,
maybe,
but he never wanted me.
Yeah.
He'd never take me.
He was rejected.
Take me on the bridge, Captain. Take me that special way.
Warp speed.
I found that the best way that I can cure the mechanical problem with the dilithium crystals is to kneel up on the console just like this, Captain.
Take down your force fields.
Daddy-like. All right.
Update on the Universal Studios fires. It turns out it was the spark of a welder's torch that started the fire. The welders even hung around afterward to make sure there were no embers. They waited for at least a half an hour, saw no sign of any, left to go on break, and that's when the fire broke
out. Did you get the welder? Did you get him to line him up for the interview?
Yeah, I think he's just outside the door.
Oh, okay.
Hello!
Charlie!
Hi, Charlie.
I'm really sorry.
I'll bet you are.
Yeah, I mean, I like the King Kong ride as much as anybody.
It was
I know
fun.
You love that.
Oh, man, I just don't know how to weld. Bye.
Bye, Charlie.
First the orphanage, now Universal
what
Studios.
What a shame.
Hey, have you seen the latest photo of Amy Winehouse?
Oh, no, I she looks
Let me flip
bad.
This around and show
oh,
this to you.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God.
Can you believe that? Look at the pockmarks on her face.
She needs Preparation H.
That's D-R-U-G-S's, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that doesn't look good at all.
Oh, we should get Paul. Call Paul Peterson. Get Paul Peterson. I mean, she's a grown-up, but she's kind of a child star, too.
Right.
I guess so.
Sort of.
I don't think there's enough Preparation H in the world to help Amy Winehouse at this
You know
point.
Who'll help her?
Who?
Paul Peterson.
I wish he would.
Have Amy outside the school.
He's very passionate.
Mm-hmm. Is Cameron Diaz sharing her well-worn naughty parts with the Puff Diddy?
Oh.
Rumor has it they were at a club in New York last month, retired to a private room for about 20 minutes while
I love taking my ladies on dinner dates.
While a guard stood outside the door. You know what that means.
Baby. Wow, yeah.
And coming up in the final buzz today, the primary elections finally end, and toilets in space.
Yay!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
We're going to talk with an author who was stuck in the airport overnight and decided that he would create a book out of it.
Well, it started as a letter, Mike.
A letter.
And it became a book.
Obviously, I haven't done my research. I'll
Not
do it
all.
During the commercial break. And
read the whole
we'll
book.
Also check on Bo's nipples when we come back right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.